And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The more you hear about the state's startlingly unaccountable private school voucher scheme and the questionable schools now receiving taxpayer money, the more troubling it all sounds. The latest revelation comes from a story by NC Policy Watch education reporter Lindsay Wagner about the school that has received the most $4,200 vouchers so far, the Greensboro Islamic Academy. The school appears to be in financial trouble. A fundraising campaign to address a $150,000 budget shortfall has brought in only a few hundred dollars. So what happens if the school's financial problems force it to close or suspend its operations? The public money is gone, and there's apparently no way to recover it. You would think the voucher law would have some mechanisms to ensure the financial stability of the schools receiving public money, but there are none. The head of the board at the Greensboro Islamic School said when reached for a comment, quote, "We don't talk to reporters. We don't want to talk to nobody. Goodbye." They and other voucher supporters just want public money, period, with no questions asked. Sorry, it's not supposed to work that way. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.